stuff. There are some meaning over there, right? But you can look at that picture and like it or not. There, if you're like that, your life is meaningless. Now Rumi is standing here talking to you. Of course, the rabbit is saying something, but it's Rumi. Rumi will say, you will be a human being when you are saved of this animalistic view of the universe that I believe in what I touch, I believe in what I get, and what I see is there. This is the attitude of the animal, right? Said you have to change. Change what? To what?
If a human being were a man in virtue of form, Ahmed and Bujal would be just the same.
Yeah. Are they? You know who is Ahmed? Who is Bujal? I don't mean historically and that kind of stuff. The word. You know? What it means, Ahmed?
Praise.
Appreciated.
Yeah.
Hamd is appreciation. Ahmed is the most appreciated one. Bujal is the father of ignorance. Amazingly, this father of ignorance, at the beginning his name was Ul Hakam. He was the Hakim. He was called Hakim. What turned him around to be the ignorant, the stupid one? Not believing in something that Muhammad was saying, and he was not able to see it. Muhammad was talking about the other universe, and Bujahl was a Hakim, but a realist. And he said, I don't see it. You are Muhammad, you say this, I don't believe in that. Me, 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 me. That's what it is. It's even more than that. Really. It's very complicated, this paragraph. Don't worry. If you don't get it, nobody does.
The painting on the wall is like Adam. See the form. What thing in it is wanting?
Honest to God, you tell me, what did you get from this? Because first of all, Naqsha bar Divar means painting on the wall. But in Rumi's time, there are only some places that you will find painting on the wall. The entrance of the public bath. Because public bath is mainly a place that you have to enter in some place to undress. So this is the place of the lockers. But lock and lockers are the luxury. In old time, there is no lock and lockers. There are corners. So they build it in a way that you come from an entrance, and mainly there is a small pond at the middle because water is what you are there for, right? You're going for bathing. So there is a cold water fountain normally at the center, and there are octagonal shapes normally will give you the corners, right? So there are pillars. And these pillars should be painted because mainly bathroom should look clean, not be clean. It should look clean. Yeah, as well. So they go, they paint. What do they paint?
Flowers.
No, this is the first moment they have the opportunity to paint. Listen, and these are the guys who love painting, but painting somehow is forbidden. Some interpretation of Islam is there, so painting is forbidden, but exception is there, because it has been there always. What do they paint around? The heroes. Yeah. Big heroes' faces are round. Like the Chevalier. They always have the Rustam and everybody to impress you, because public places should impress you as well, right? So they paint this. We say, look at these fellows. Normally they are the human size. They painted human size because they want to elude you that even that fellow was using this. Yeah, that's what it is. So they are human size. I'm talking by experience, not history. I have been in those places. In my time, it was there still. And there are still there. So there, you will see human beings. You say, if the human being is the form, look at this. Looks like a human being. What is missing there? Because when you're looking at this fellow, Now the child, in his time, it was not there. Now change it. Grab this and write down that. The statues in the wax museum, they look like the people. But what is missing? Because that's the form over there, right? There is, the essence is missing. Let's see, what is the essence?
The spirit is wanting in that resplendent form. Go, seek that jewel rarely found.
Here the play with the word, which is endless with Rumi. Here he uses John. He says, that statue over there, or that painting, doesn't have life, right? John. And go and find this exceptional, rare essence. Means, I said, go and find the life. What your intelligence will say, I am alive. I have life. He said, no, that life is meaningless. We told you, there is no meaning in that. Your animal existence is meaningless up to the point that you are still there, right? Here he said, there is another kind of John, because that, the second one is John, which is the beginning of John, amen, which is the beloved. That John, which is the dear, John has the meaning of dear, sweet, beloved, all that in it. You say, that one is missing over there. Go and find that rare essence, yes?
The heads of all the lions in the world were laid low when they gave hand to the dog of the companions.
Did it make any sense to you? Here, first of all, the dog of the companions is a very important story. We hear about it again and again and again. The story is like this. Once upon a time, means the ancient time. This is the time of a guy named Dapianus. You know what the word is really, Dapianus. It's something that later you will transform into Dickens. Dapianus is that, the old guy. He is the powerful guy, and there are a group of people who believe in God. Dapianus, the pharaoh of the tribe, is offended. You believe in someone else? Not me? Remember the king we're talking about with the idol and the fire and all that stuff? That's Dapianus. He would say, let's kill these people. They're discovered, so they should be killed. They run away. The army is following them. They go in the mountains and there is a dead end. What would you do at the dead end? The army, the police are following you to kill you. What do you do? You
look for a window into non-existence.
You will cry.
Pray.
They said, oh God, save us. That's all they did. The mountain opened. They went in. We call it now a cave because mountain caved in. Right? That cave is the most famous cave to us. We call it, the cave name was Kaf. I don't know the meaning of Kaf. I should find that out. I never thought of that. So this is, because it's three verbs, three alphabets over there, right? So there should be something. I don't know. Anyhow, there is this cave. They go in. There is a dozen of them. We call them Ashab Kahf, means the fellow of this cave, right? Or the companion of the cave. Mainly because they have a dog. And the dog goes, follows them. Right? Okay, they sleep, have a rest. They wake up. And they are hungry. So what should we do? Okay, to draw, in a way they pick up someone to go and buy some bread.